This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montagne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. We are spending much of this morning on the election news. Democrats captured the House. The Senate still hinges on a couple of close races, including a possible recount in Virginia. And in a moment, we'll check in with governor's races. But here is some of the other news from around the world this morning.
A suicide bomber struck in Pakistan. The attack claimed the lives of nearly three dozen Pakistani soldiers. It took place in the Northwest Frontier Province. That's considered a stronghold for the Taliban fighters who are still active across the border in Afghanistan.
There was also violence in the Middle East. In the northern Gaza town of Beit Hanoun, an Israeli shelling attack killed 18 people, including 13 members of one family.